What is happening, everyone? Welcome back. It's Press Play again. What is up? I already said that. It's Bailey, and joining me is Matthew, and not joining me today, sadly, is Omar, and we miss him, but he has some stuff he's doing and couldn't really be with us today, but we love the boy, so we're shouting you out.
Hey. We're shouting you out.
That's the way we're doing it. Oh, wait, Matthew, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Okay, now I can. Oh my God, I was like, I can't hear Matt. I was like, no, this I'm is here. Again. We've been having issues all night, guys. This has been a tough one.
It has, but we got it all back together. If you like the Clone Wars episode, there's like a moment of silence / darkness that comes over us, about a minute and a half. We're going to call that the darkness. We're going to refer to that in every podcast.
The dark hour.
Yeah, even though it was like a minute, but you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just like to make things over dramatic. I round up.
That was a
but
week
anyway,
of darkness.
We are here to talk about the Bad Batch. Of course we are, because why wouldn't we be here to talk about that? Is there anything else that's even relevant right now? No, that's the answer. So, I know I'm being aggressive.
You're very aggressive to these people. They're like, I like other TV shows, actually.
Yeah, I know. I do too, right? Who doesn't love Teen Titans? Just kidding. Anyway, so we're here to talk about this because it's a necessary thing. And we just finished talking about and going over the last four episodes of Clone Wars. So go listen to that if you want to listen to that before you listen to this, because it leads up into it. So you might
as
well.
Actually, I think, Bailey, this one's going to come out first. So the Clone Wars one might not exist yet.
You see, if I ever knew what we were ever doing, it would be so much easier for me to just not say nonsense.
But
unfortunately, that's how I do things.
That's just trying to put the Bad Batch episode out closer to when it premiered. And then Clone Wars, that shit came out like a year ago. So no one cares
about
it.
Yeah, so who the hell cares?
Probably like 5 views. You know what? We love each and every one of you.
So rewind. I'm going to tell you guys to do this instead. Listen to this episode. Go and listen to our Clone Wars after, because after you listen to this, you're going to be like, man, I really miss Clone Wars. And then you're going to want to go listen to that. And then you're going to want to rewatch the show, because that's probably what I'm going to do after all of this. So yeah, we're here to talk about the Bad Batch. We're talking about episodes 1 and episodes 2, because we have to, because we waited too long to record. So we're here to talk about all of it for you. But before we talk about that, I'm going to tell you where you should go look at us and find us. And that is on social media, on Twitter at Again Press and Instagram at Press Play Again. We post fun things. Go subscribe. Go follow us. Go like us. Go comment on anything. We are going to retweet, talk to you, all of that jazz, you know? And then you can listen to us on Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Apple Podcasts. And we'd love it if you gave us 5 stars and a review. It doesn't have to be great. I'm not asking for that. I'm just asking for the 5 stars, really. So do that and let us know how we are. And then other than that, I don't know when we're posting anything yet. So I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to hope you can find it. Look for us whenever Bad Batch comes out. You'll be able to find us.
We're still figuring it out when exactly the recording.
Our schedules have been weird. It's been hard ever since I've had to move. So trying to get everything in order has been a little tougher, but hey, we're still here because we still want to talk about all this shit.
We're pushing through, baby.
Anyway, all that nonsense is out of the way. Matt, what did you think of these two episodes? What did you think of the first episode first? And then we'll ask about the second episode.
All right,
I feel like you can't put them both together.
Yeah, first episode was, I didn't know what to expect from this show, right? And especially since we get introduced to the Bad Batch.
Also, sorry to cut you off, but we need to say this. This is important. What did you think of the first episode that is called Aftermath, which is the perfect title to the first episode after the Clone Wars ends? Just saying. Anyway, continue.
It really is. So I didn't know what to expect from the show, right? You kind of meet Bad Batch in the last season of Clone Wars. They're really cool. They instantly give that vibe that they deserve their own show. And I tell you what, that's because they were created to have their own show. Disney was like, put this arc in front of Dave Filoni. You're making another fucking show about different characters. That being said, going into it, not really knowing what it was going to be about, I could not be happier with what episode 1 of this show set up. First off, it's a great episode. The animation is still fucking top notch. I'm glad they stuck with the kind of fantastic style that they kind of finally honed in on season 7 of Clone Wars. I think this honestly looks even better. Maybe not as better than the last couple episodes of Clone Wars, but kind of does. Stuff like trees and shit just straight up almost
It definitely looks better.
Yeah,
I think it, like, the shadowing and shit that they're doing on everything, I'm like, oh my god, this feels so it feels like a video game.
Yeah,
shouldn't feel like that, but it does.
Well, they just finally kind of honed in on the style and kind of used it to their advantage, which has never really been the human movements and faces, but more so like environments and like the cool aliens. I think that's why they even picked the style from the get-go. But all that looks incredible. I think it's much easier to get into this show, even if you weren't into Clone Wars. And like I was saying about the direction that the story of this is going, we're going to talk about it obviously a lot, but, the idea that this seems like it's going to cover a lot of ground of the in-between of, 3 and 4, but more specifically the transition of clones to stormtroopers is fucking awesome because nobody knows what the fuck happened. That's just like,
no one knew we were going to get the explanation of this, well, like ever.
It's just this kind of like understood / not understood thing of like, yeah, I guess like I've always thought like, I guess the clones just kind of slowly get like, maybe they run out of clones and eventually they're just like, let's get real people back in those suits and they're evil now. But I think this is really going to kind of show how that happens. Like seeing Tarkin there right dead away after Order 66 is fucking awesome. Instantly, we're getting the setup now of how maybe the clones aren't as good as we think. Maybe they're not worth the money. Let's test them, see which ones are worth it and what we're going to kind of do from this. So I love that that's the direction this is going in. All the characters in the Bad Batch are fucking awesome. I don't remember their names off the top of my head. No, we got big smashing guy. We got
big bandana
dude.
Guy.
We got the tech dude. But no, seriously, like I love all of them. Shout out to the same fucking actor voicing all of them. Oh my god, that's kind of crazy. Bailey and her brother Mike were watching together, and we're going through the credits, and it's the same guy listed for all of them, but in different languages. And I was like, I even doubted him. I was like, dude, there's no way that in the English one we just watched is the same dude. It fucking is.
I had no clue either.
This guy's process, like, does he stand there and record all the lines at the same time and he's having a conversation with himself? Does he do one character? Like, he's just given the awards already because the voice acting between all these characters is great. Obviously we're gonna get more into the episode after Bailey talks about if she liked it or not, which I'm very curious.
Oh, I hated it,
but yeah, overall,
I'm kidding.
I loved it, and I can't wait to see the rest of the show. I'm glad it's kind of a longer one. Normally that's a turnoff for me with shows having like 16 episodes, I think this is, but it's animated, there's shorter episodes, and I expect we'll probably get some filler every now and then, but first episode was awesome. There's another mini movie. Go from the Clone Wars mini movie to this mini movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, I love mini movies.
What is that? Oh, that's like a miniature milkshake from Mooya. Just kidding.
It is. Little Moo, not mini Moo.
It's a little Moo. I adored this show from like the first like 5 seconds of the show. I don't know why. It's just the way they introduce the Bad Batch ever. It's always in this really theatrical way. Like you get this Padawan running back to his master and she's like, where's the backup? And he's like, oh, they're on the way. The five dudes. And they're like five guys like that. There's no way that's
the
gonna
burgers. Also, shout out to this fucking kid. I know before in the comments, I know you're going to say he's from Rebels. He's the coolest character ever. You got to meet him. I don't care. He talks like he's fucking like 35 years
okay.
old.
So did you know who that is?
Yeah, he's from Rebels. What's his name?
Do you know who it is in real life? Like the voice actor.
I heard his name. I can't remember. Who is he? What's his name?
It's Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yes. Okay.
And so, because he voices the character in Rebels, which I haven't watched Rebels, and after seeing the animation for it, I never will. But it is
not
one
never.
Of those things.
You convince her, she'll watch it. She'll watch anything.
I know. I usually get convinced somehow, especially with Star Wars. But it's just funny to me that they didn't feel even slightly a need to just kind of tweak his voice to make it a little bit younger, because he sounds like a 30-year-old man and like a 12-year-old's body.
It's
very off-putting.
It's very weird. It's hard to believe that this dude is a child. I'm just going to say. Like,
I know.
I really have to suspend my disbelief here to believe that he's just a child, but okay. All right.
Yeah. He's like growing chest hair by the next episode. You're like, what is happening? But after he runs back to his master and then like says the Bad Batch is coming or whatever, and then you see their entrance where they're just like kicking ass. It's one of those things where like it brings you back to the, oh, this is it. Like, this is why this group of clones was created. It's so that we can get like action, drama, movie type things from clone characters to make you fall in love with them even more. Cause you already got like Rex and all of those characters from Clone Wars where you're like, oh, I feel connected to them. But now we're going to get even more of that. It's literally like the A-team of Star Wars. Like, it's this group of like, it's like this group of misfit soldiers that are really good at what they do and just get like thrown into a group. And it's, and they have like such a good bond and it's so cool. And you fell in love with that in their arc in Clone Wars. And now you're getting this. And that's why I love the intro. It's just so fun and so cool. And so after that, I'm just like, okay, this is like what this is going to be. But then 70 minutes later, because the whole episode is like a length of a movie, you get like so much more in depth of what the characters are. And I've enjoyed it so much so far. So I have high hopes for this, because especially since it's 16 episodes, which I was not expecting. So we're going to be getting so much more of this than I thought we would. I thought it was going to be like an 8-episode season kind of thing. So I'm all in, because it's just like getting more. It's literally for the people that didn't want Clone Wars to end. We're just getting more Clone Wars. That's what it is.
It is.
So I'm very much enjoying that.
It's literally season 8.
Yeah, it is season 8. It's funny too, because in the intro, it literally shows the Clone Wars and then it burns away. And then it just says the Bad Batch. And I thought that was actually really cool too. So I was really enjoying that. But anyway, we can dive into the actual discussion, which I just went over the beginning. My biggest problem with this episode was literally Freddie Prinze Jr.'s voice. Like, that's it.
I was going to say that.
Other than that, I didn't have any other problems.
That would probably be my biggest complaint, too, is the fucking deep voice of this man trying to pretend to be a kid. No, but yeah, other than that, I really did think that, like, for all the reasons I said before, this was just such a strong, like, first episode of this show. That's, admittedly, I think there's going to be a lot of people watching this that didn't watch Clone Wars. And hopefully it's going to get people to go back and watch Clone Wars and Rebels. I say that as somebody that hasn't watched Rebels. But I think you also, at least what it's seeming like right now, you don't really need to. I don't think they're going to kind of require, I think this is going to be its own kind of thing, even though Bad Batch was introduced in Clone Wars. I think this is telling a different story like we talked about, that's, if to a Star Wars fan, is just as interesting and important. It's just kind of another piece of the lore that we're going to find out here. And I really love that that's where they're going with this.
And like, so the fact that they start introducing immediately this whole turning, and I'm very glad they didn't wait like a whole episode to do the whole, this is like Order 66 has happened. Like, I wasn't sure if it was going to be at the end of the first episode of Bad Batch. That's when you were going to see all of it start happening. It was literally like within the first 5 minutes, the clone troopers started turning on everyone. And you see all of a sudden Hunter is trying to chase after this Padawan and help him because he's scared, and like they don't know what's going on. He doesn't know what's going on, and you're starting to now see it again, like how you saw it from a different point of view with Ahsoka and Clone Wars. Now we're seeing it through another point of view, and that's from the clones that aren't affected by it and don't understand what's going on. And it's just another freaking cool way to see it, and I love that.
Like, what is happening, man? Do you have this chip in your head?
Is this? I mean, every time you try to do it, you're just British, and I'm like, what is happening?
The only kind of accent I know how to do, Bailey.
But then you get Crosshair, who that's like the marksman. I'm pretty sure that's his name.
Yeah.
Yes. Crosshair is kind of, there's something like malfunctioning, and his chip of that is already malfunctioned. It's like weird, but I do like this whole aspect that they're adding to this. It kind of makes the show more compelling. I think that one of their members who's been with them for forever, who you loved in the Clone Wars arc, is like turning against them, and you can like see it early on. And I actually really enjoyed that he was on the other side of things, where he wasn't understanding why they were not wanting to kill Jedi. I thought that was really cool. But then you get the whole back and forth with him and Hunter, and how they still are kind of accepting him. Like, I the one thing I was like, why are they trying to figure out why he's going against everything? Like, they just kind of fight a little bit about it, but then he's just always there with them. Yeah. It's like, I guess it's just because it's like their brother, but I don't know.
It's like, what are you going to do? It's one of my brothers.
I feel like with that, and then we lead into all the stuff that starts happening back at the base where they meet Omega, who's this new character that's been added, which I was totally not expecting. And then Tarkin, which is another character that we got an arc with in Clone Wars, but I wasn't expecting to see him this early on. And the fact that he's just at the clone base, kind of just testing them to see, like, and tell the midichlorians, we don't need them. So,
yeah,
figure out what you're going to do with them because we're done. Y'all are too expensive. It also just shows how freaking cheap the Empire is. Like, they're just like, no, we're not paying for this shit anymore. So
wait, did you say that he told the midichlorians they don't need him?
Oh, yeah, I did. My bad.
I just got so confused because I was like, I missed this. Like, was Tarkin just speaking to the essence,
no,
the life essence in Star Wars?
No, my bad. I'm like, you're blurry and lagging, so I'm very much trying to go off of what you're looking like. And
oh
so I'm
God,
getting
really?
Distracted. Yeah.
That's strange. You're coming through perfect on my end. That's what matters.
Good. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to read off of your mouth because I can't tell when you're talking.
So, oh, God.
It's slightly distracting me. But it would be cool if he was talking to the midichlorians.
It would be. I think maybe we could get a little bit of that later on, perhaps.
we won't.
But yeah, no, I always love when we go to Kamino because even from a kid, like as a kid, I thought that was like the coolest fucking planet because it's just raining and dark all the time. So I love that so much of this takes place here. I love
and
that
everything's
they have
so white.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's so just like aesthetically
it's
pleasing. It's great. Yeah, I don't know. Like I loved all the shit here, right? I loved they had like a little like food fight in the cafeteria that was pretty grand. You know what I mean?
It's just like it adds more and more to their personalities, which you love to see. I mean,
yeah.
Wrecker,
they threw that
I actually
in for the
thought
kids.
Wrecker was really funny this whole episode, too.
Oh, he was hilarious.
Like his one-liners and everything he was acting out. I don't know why. It's one of those things where you'd think it wouldn't be that funny, but for some reason it really worked in this episode, so I found it really funny.
That's why it's so hard to believe that the same man is voicing this guy as all the other characters.
I know. It absolutely blows my mind. Because
they all
have
very different
voices.
Like, they have the same
and personalities.
Accent, like New Zealand or whatever. Is it a New Zealand accent? I'm not sure. But
yeah.
Other than that, yeah, they all have different personalities. They have different, like, demeanors that they talk in. They're all doing different shit. Like, this guy, he's crazy. We need to find out his name before we record the next episode so we can thank him, you know?
We're so bad at doing our homework. But I do think it's one of those things where we go through all of that and then we see Tarkin. And then they do that whole scene where they're like, being tested. I can't remember what the room's called that they go in for the test run that they have to do. Do you know
I just call it the
about?
Room. That's what I
the
call
room.
It.
Whenever they go in the room and they are like doing their whole teamwork thing that they always do. And it's so cool. And it always is cool when they do it. And then they turn the live rounds on. And I was like, that's such a freaking bitch ass Tarkin move. That's such
really
a thing
is.
He would do.
But these are your people, man. Even if you don't want them anymore. You haven't thrown them away yet. Don't
no, he's just
him.
Always like that. He's always so like, oh, like he's one of those like nose in the air, like, I don't think anything's good enough for me. Freaking Tarkin. Clearly, I've never been a fan of Tarkin.
It sounds like Tarkin.
But it's one of those things where he being there made it so much more intense while they were doing all of that. Cause I'm like, shit, like this is really just the end of the clones in general, or that's what,
yeah,
not happening right now, but that's what it's leading up to. And that's like all these shows, just, you know, it's always leading up to an end in a bad way. Like it's not going to end in a good way. So it's kind of tough to get connected to these characters and then know that's happening. But anyway, you get that and you get Omega. We get this new girl coming in. And there's a lot of theories out there about her right now. Have you been reading about them?
I haven't. What are these theories?
So apparently there's like this theory going around that she, and if you don't want to know these theories, turn this off and then come back in a second. But there's a theory going around that she has.
Come back in a second. It'll be at the same part that you turned it off at.
Oh, God. I'm just saying, okay? But, it's one of those things where people are saying that they were testing force, like I don't know how to explain it, but it's like people think she has the Force.
Yes.
But it's because they were like testing her and like trying to put different like DNA things together to create this.
That's kind of what I
was
thinking.
It was from Palpatine.
Yeah.
It's almost like how they're creating Snoke, but it's like, this is what Palpatine was like trying to do at first. And that's what they're working on.
That'd be very interesting because, yeah, because, and I guess they could be going about it different ways because that's a popular kind of theory of what they think is going on with Grogu in Mandalorian, right?
Right.
So, very cool. Emperor, you know, you're going all these different routes to get what you want. Which is a character that gets fucking cut in half in The Last Jedi.
I don't know if that's what it's actually going to be. It could just be like they were experimenting on cloning more, like with more clones, and they wanted to do a woman because it's cool also that it's a female and you haven't seen like a female clone ever, so you get that. And then I also was thinking maybe it's just they took all the DNA parts from the other clones that are like very unique, like all of the Bad Batch pretty much, and just put it all into one, so she has just like everything they can do in one person. I don't know, there's a bunch of theories out there, but I love theories, so that's why I thought it was cool.
I love to speculate.
But yeah, I think all the things that they're building up within this, by having them fight with Crosshair and having this tug of like, what are we supposed to be doing? We have all of the people we've been fighting with for forever, which they've kind of always been loners, so it makes it a little easier for them, but still not really knowing like why they don't feel safe, not understanding why everybody's changing and all of a sudden everybody wants Jedi to die. Like that scene where they show them carting out a dead body that's covered, but then like a hand falls and a lightsaber falls out of it, and it's clearly just like they killed a Jedi. It's one of those things where the scenery they do for that and like the scenes they make for that are so hard hitting, but it's supposed to be, the show's a lot more lighthearted than what you got at the end of Clone Wars.
Yeah.
So it's very much like a tug, like you see them going back and forth. Like they've always been this group, this close knit group that like never had any issues, and now things are changing and they don't know what to do and they don't know why things are changing. So it's like their point of view on it, but they're a little bit safer because they are clones. So they're trying to hurry up and figure it out before it's too late kind of thing, which I like that.
Well, and they're like the fucking, if any clone is going to be good enough for Tarkin, it would be these guys, right? Because they are the Bad Batch, you know, they have all their different powers.
Thank
and
you
shit.
For that.
But I agree with you where it is, it's cool to see this perspective. It's, again, it's a different perspective of this kind of transition and melding of the two eras of the movies, right? Like the prequels to the originals. And it's kind of cool to be able to do that. And really, I mean, now with the way these TV shows are, they could have, like, this could have been a story that wasn't told animated, but I think it's cool that this is the kind of thing they're choosing to do animated, because I think they have a little bit of an easier time. They can kind of have the two different aesthetics of those, like, the originals and the prequels kind of blend together easier. Like, we start to see more of, like, the blacks of the, like, kind of Empire ships. We see Tarkin. Like, stuff like that is just, it's cool to make all of these fit together now. It's like Star Wars was always this universe that maybe up until, like, you can say, you know, some people like the Disney stuff that's come out and just them Star Wars being owned by Disney in general. Some people don't, it's whatever. But one thing that I really think is cool is that having all this money into Star Wars now and having the kind of endless content that Disney can make with Star Wars is like, we're getting the gaps filled in better than we ever had. Yeah. Stuff we used to have to use our imagination for and kind of had to rationalize in our head. And, you know, there's an argument for and against, like, you could, you know, some of the stuff people don't really like, so they would have rather used their imagination, right? But I think stuff like this, especially the stuff that, in my opinion, I think Bailey's too, is like under Dave Filoni's kind of leadership here. I think this is the stuff that feels the closest to original George Lucas stuff. And like stuff
the
that
real vision that
and just kind
maybe
of
maybe going for
like we're,
there's still a part of me that believes that Dave Filoni is just a genius and really kind of took this his own way.
He did. I mean, and that's what I think too. I don't think a lot of this is. I mean, a lot of this definitely isn't. But Dave Filoni
just
wouldn't always
be here without George Lucas,
right?
So we give him that respect.
Well, it's really the best way of passing the torch, right? It's like George Lucas created Star Wars. That's as good as it fucking gets. Like nobody else would have created Star Wars.
Dave.
Yeah, and so now
my boy Dave.
Yeah, I think we're on close enough to Dave Filoni now. We can just call him our boy. But yeah, just him kind of being able to go in and strengthen all of George Lucas's stuff like this and tell the stories that fit in. And like I said, just kind of blend these two trilogies together, I think is really cool. So that's why I'm enjoying this a lot.
He's doing this so well with creating these characters and making them as compelling as, because you would never think that even if you made them kind of compelling, they're not going to be as compelling as like a Luke or a Leia or a Rey even, like something like that. But they need to be in order to get you hooked and to get you in.
Well,
on
they
a,
kind
a
of
story like this.
Are we blending? Like, are we talking episode two right now too?
We can.
Okay, because I was going to say episode two, obviously much shorter, very different. But it's already doing that kind of deeper personality building. Like the Bad Batch they're very like caricatures. I said that wrong, but you know what I'm going for, right? You know, like they have like their, each of them, like we were talking about, right? You get the big buff, what's his name? Smasher, Wrecker, whatever. Wrecker. Like they all kind of have this like stereotype, right? But episode two was kind of like a deeper dive, especially towards the end, into Hunter. And that's his name, right? The leader, Hunter,
yeah,
the red bandana, like kind of seeing the more emotional Badass. Attachment now of like this kid that's involved now, Omega, and maybe thinking he's doing the right thing by kind of shipping her off to have a, what he would assume is a better life, and him learning from it. And I think that that is very fascinating. And that is going along the lines of what you're talking about now, Bailey, like building these characters to be compelling and not just to be these kind of like, oh, they're fucking cool, they're the Bad Batch. It's like, no, when all this is said and done, I could see Hunter being a character that people are clamoring for. I mean, all of them, but I'm just using Hunter as an example of like, cast somebody fucking awesome as this character. Let's see him in like a badass, like what happens to him next, assuming they don't die at the end of this, which could happen and probably will happen. So,
well, and that's the thing. I loved the second episode, and the funny thing is I was reading different reviews, and some of the reviews, and it's not going to matter who, you know, who's listening to this that I throw under the bus, and they're like, you know what? Screw press play again. They'll never make it in this town, but
come at us.
IGN like posted the review for this, and they were saying like this wasn't earned, like the relationship between Hunter and Omega, like it's not earned, we didn't get to the point where like we care enough about them. But I was just like, I don't think that's what it was going for. I think this was building up their relationship so that you do care about it in the future. Like this was the episode to see that bond. But they were thinking that the first, or they were acting like the first episode was supposed to be that, but I'm like, it wasn't.
Yeah,
that's what this episode is.
I agree. I mean, if you thought that this was like the big moment of like, oh man, she's like gonna leave, like the thing is, like this very easily could have been something that happened at the end and would have needed more emotional weight, but it happened so quick that I kind of disagree with that, and I'm more on your side. But yeah, I don't think that you needed much yet, because I think this was setting it up. This was him, Hunter, learning like, oh, she wants to be with us. Like, she wants us to train her. She kind of wants to get in deep with this stuff
and not really have just
a regular life. You know what I mean?
Not even just that, but also going into the whole aspect of clones being able to be their own people and having different emotions and different feelings, and him looking at this child and being like, I care for people and I care for this child and I want to make sure everything is going to be okay. And it's so not what clones are meant to be or trained to be. So it's showing just how different and cool it could be. And like, now that we're talking about the second episode, we might as well talk about other things. And I don't know if you watched this arc.
I did. That's literally was going to be my next question. Okay. This is the clone from the Clone Wars arc.
Yes, this is the clone from the Clone Wars arc with Rex. And the second they said they were going to see a deserter, I was like, wonder if they're talking about that guy, but I really just didn't think it would be him. But then you go and you see the wife and you know he was married to her and had the two kids. And I was just like, oh my God, see, this is so cool. I'm so glad they added this, because I want it to be more of a Clone Wars thing than a Rebels thing. Because in the first episode, we get the cameo with a Rebels character, but now we're getting a cameo with a Clone Wars character. And I'm like, this is what I want us to keep getting Clone Wars characters. And I think it worked really well for the second episode to kind of build things up. Like, they didn't know where to go, so the first place they go is for another person that is kind of like them. and they're like trying to figure out what's going on and where they should go and what should they should do. And then in turn end up helping him. And it's just showing another aspect of clones that you don't really see. And it's them trying to help people, even though at this point they're stormtroopers. So it's just one of those things that I really enjoyed in this episode. And I thought it was a very good choice to just automatically bring this in just within the second episode. So I was happy with it.
Yeah,
I thought it was done really well.
I definitely like that connection too. I think there's going to be so many cameos from both. Like there's going to be stuff that we get from Clone Wars. There's going to be stuff that since we haven't watched Rebels is going to go over our heads. We're going to have to read about
it. Probably going to be stuff we get from Mando.
I think so too. Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of, I think they just have the freedom to do that now, right?
They do. It's beautiful.
It's really cool, the kind of like the animated medium. And then even you think about it, nothing's off limits. Like you can have Obi-Wan pop up in this. You can have like, and maybe I'm getting my hopes up, but it's just like these voice actors that voice them are still able to
Rex
do that.
And Ahsoka at some
point. And like I kind of think we will.
I think
which
so
is,
too.
Which is really, really, really cool. But yeah, going back to that point of just like, not being earned or not, like I'm kind of with you where it's like I think that this was setting their relationship up, and there's going to be more like emotional kind of things down the line, maybe with their relationship, but I don't think this was it. I don't think I will say too.
No, I don't think it was either.
This feels, the structure of this episode felt like a Mandalorian episode, one of maybe even the weaker Mandalorian episodes, but. The reason why I like this and it works.
I don't agree with that.
Well, no. So listen, the reason why I think it works here is because some of the Mandalorian episodes that I don't like as much, and there's only a couple of them, but they're the episodes that just straight up feel like this is something that feels like an animated episode that they just wrote this for live action, wrote this for Mandalorian, and kind of it, like are doing it live action. And I think that's where you kind of notice the struggles for it. And so for me, this feels like how Dave Filoni's good at writing that stuff, and sometimes it works better animated. And I think that that's the kind of definition of this episode to me. Is it's like, if this was a Mando episode, I don't think I would have liked it as much as I liked
Which
it
I
in animated
that.
Form as the Bad Batch being the characters involved here, where it just seems like one of these things where like Mando shows up to a town, meets you know this character, which admit it, he's inherently cooler to us because we know who he is from Clone Wars, but then all of it kind of gets resolved in that episode. I just feel like that's some stuff that Mando did in its weaker episodes that for me as Bad Batch, like I'm all for that, like bring that on.
And that's the thing, I only slightly disagree with you just because I thought this would still, even if they had done this kind of story and had this like sort of high point of a cameo, and it's not even that high, but it's enough for people who like Clone Wars to be like,
well,
this
yes.
is exciting. I think the way they did it and the way the characters and personalities are, I think it still would have been like a better Mando episode than a worse Mando episode. I don't even really compare it to that. Honestly, I was going to say, I got way more New Hope vibes for some reason in this episode. I don't know what it was, but there was something about this episode, the whole vibe of it. I was like, I feel like this is watching like a New Hope.
It's setting up like it. That's what's really cool about this. And to be clear, I don't mean the content of the episode. I don't mean like what's actually going on.
I get what you're saying. I just wanted to get my point across.
Yeah, no, I just mean the kind of like structure of like showing up to the planet and then kind of the story unfolding and then leaving, and it kind of happens quick. I definitely don't mean like the first off the cameo that we're talking about of the defecting clone, and then also how we're literally seeing the seeds or like the Empire now being established and kind of how they're changing life kind of already, setting up the fucking, what is the thing there the entire time that they require for them?
I hate when you ask me questions because I never am prepared for them.
It's blowing my mind now that I can't remember it because they said this word probably about 60 times in this episode. Kind of keep talking because I'll find it.
It was like the code something, but
yeah,
trust me, I'm not trying to say that you're like saying that. I'm just telling you, like, I get what you're saying, but I think I was really, really, really into this kind of episode being the second episode.
Like,
we got all the action and everything in the first episode. And so this just kind of continuing the story and building on it a little more, it was cool. Now I'm saying that if the next few episodes are also like that, I think I would be more
chain
like,
codes.
Okay, I'm like, what, sorry?
Chain codes, that's what they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they said it like a million times.
They did. So that's why I knew it was code something. I just couldn't remember. But I will say, like, if this continues the next few episodes and this every, like, the next three episodes are just like this, I think I would be like, okay, this is enough. I kind of want to see a little more progression in the story or more action, like either or. But if this is just starting to be like every few episodes, they have a building world kind of episode, I think it'll work really well.
This is obviously going off of nothing. It's just a gut feeling, so I could easily be totally wrong. I think that especially the first half of the show is gonna be a lot of stuff like this. But again, I'm for it. I like it. I like this told in animated form like this. I like.
Well, remember, we have 16 episodes. That's so what I mean. They've got a lot to fill.
It's a long time, and I don't necessarily know if this is going to be some huge overarching story that spans 16 episodes as much as it's going to be like. This is a kid's show. It's marketed. Like, I'm so glad it's got stuff in it for us.
But can I give you my theory?
Go for it.
So I think it's one of those things where we are so used to shows being put out on Disney Plus or Netflix or HBO not being like the traditional animated shows. It's like you get 8 episodes and that's it, because they put so much time and money and effort into these shows. To whereas, like, if you think back to Clone Wars in the beginning was like 24 episodes in a season, because it was like an original type of animated show where you have 20-30 minute episodes.
Yeah.
For a very long time. So I think that's what they're still trying to continue to do. So, in your mind, you have to be prepared. Like, there's going to be fillers. Like, this is going to have a show with filler episodes because it's trying to be almost like it, but a smaller version of an anime and for Star Wars and for Disney. So I think trying to convince myself, like, okay, just be ready. Like, there's going to be, I don't know what will happen, but someone's going to pop up. Jar Jar, even, maybe. I don't remember when Jar Jar, does Jar Jar die?
No, I don't think he does. I think there's a book or comic that kind of gives Jar Jar.
I don't know really what happens with him, but I know he's in Clone Wars, so I just wouldn't be surprised.
Well, yeah,
if
we also know that at the end of Revenge of the Sith, he's there at Padme's funeral, right? So he's alive and kicking right now. He could easily make an appearance. I think his character has an ending in a book or a comic.
Okay. I just wasn't sure, but that's what I'm saying.
I don't think it involves him dying, I could be wrong.
I just wouldn't be surprised if we get filler episodes. So I'm just, if it's not like a lot, even if it is, I love filler, so I'm fine with it. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Trust me.
Yeah. And again, I like it for this, and I'm the same boat as you. I think we're going to get episodes that are less important and episodes that are more important. I think it's 16 episodes. It's a long ride for this. So I think we just got to be ready for all of it.
A long ride, but a sweet ride. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Because the characters are so much fun. And I think that's the big difference here with Mando is Mando, I'm just so always itching for the story to keep progressing because it's just, you're so entrenched in it, right? And granted, the story here is awesome because I want to see this transition from clones to stormtroopers. But again, I think you've got such a strong leading cast, this one man band voicing all these guys, but the characters are so cool.
One man band.
That I think they suit themselves more to filler episodes that can still be fun. Like I want to see them go to weird planets and have one off stories like this. And granted, this had a lot of importance, but even if they are even less important, I think I'll still enjoy it. Just because we know we're getting a lot, we know it's animated, we know what's coming. So my expectations are set. I think the show is gonna have a really hard time letting me down. I'll just say that. So far, it's just been really fun, and I think it's going to keep being fun.
I agree. I couldn't agree more, really. But I think we can wrap this up for you guys, because if we talk about this for too long, it'll be ridiculous. So we will be discussing this once a week. We're coming back. We're not going to do 2 episodes or anything at a time. We'll just stick to 1 episode going forward. But we wanted to kind of knock all this out because you got both episodes in 1 week. It was a lot to digest when you have other things going on. So you know what? We were like, we're doing this. But yeah, I enjoyed the shit out of the show, and I cannot wait to see what keeps happening and what unfolds with Tarkin, because he's a little bitch and I'm ready to see what happens.
He is.
Got anything? Any last words?
Fuck Tarkin. You know what I'm saying? No. Yeah, I'm ready for it, man. I'm ready for every week. Right. I can't wait to keep watching this.
Well, come back and join us. Leave comments. Talk to us about any of this because we want to talk to you guys. And until then, it's time for the wrecking ball. I think that's what he says.
Smasher.